universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. So often in life it goes this way. Company comes, and so what do you do around the house? You clean. And it depends on what type of company you do more or less clean. If it's somebody who's there quite a bit, you just straighten up the piles and move the piles, and so it looks just a little more. But if it's somebody who you've never had there before, many times lots of cleaning has to go into it. Coupled with that, with springtime and windows open, there's a lot of dust around the house. Well, this last weekend, with company coming, which have never been to our place before, my wife wanted to dust and clean and make the place look really good. And it was very nice. It didn't need it, really. Good dusting, because you could, even if you're blind, you can run your finger across and you can feel it. Well, in the process of dusting, one of the things that was dusted, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but we like antiques of all sorts. And it's just kind of fun because antiques can tell a history of things. One of the antiques we have is an old coffee grinder. My mom actually said, "Would you like this, Dave?" Because she knew we liked antiques. This was many years ago. And she said, "This was on the farm." And I knew that meant she used it. Her dad, Leo, used it, probably Gutleap used it. And so this coffee grinder is very old. It's a wooden box about 5 inches square, 4 inches tall. And on the top of this box, there's a dome. And off the dome, there's a handle. And then at the very top of the dome, there is a nut that you can turn tighter or loosener, and then off of that nut comes a handle. And I'm now grinding some coffee. And I ground the coffee this morning, and you can kind of hear it working. And then there's a little box at the bottom in the square 5x5, as you open it, and then the grounds are there, all ground, and you put that in your coffee maker, and it makes wonderful coffee. You know, we see these occasionally at antique stores. So my wife and I, we like going to antique stores and all, and you know, I don't know how much it's worth. But even if you came to my house and said, "I'll pay you $500 for that," it's probably only $50 at most other places, but $500, I'd say, uh-uh. And you'd say, $1,000. I go, uh-uh. You could even say $5,000, and I'd probably still say, uh-uh, because my mom used it. It was part of the farm. It's such great history. It has such great value to me. And that's kind of what antiques are. It really depends on the person who wants it and how much they're willing to pay. That's what sets the value. I mean, if you saw this in the store, you could put a price tag at $1,000 and it'll sit there for years and years and years and no one will buy it. But if you put a price tag of $10, I bet it'd be snatched up. So it really depends on what the person's willing to pay. Well, with that, I couldn't help but think about, I often think about Jesus, because he's so special to me. Isn't that really what he did for you and me? He was willing to pay, and he did pay his very life when he died on the cross. He paid the penalty of our sin. He paid the price to win us back. He paid the price to win our freedom so we could be free. Not just free to do whatever, but free to serve him. Because as other verses mention in the Bible, he sets us free in service for him. We're moved from one kingdom to another, the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I know I'm using different words and imagery here, but the idea is the same. He bought us with his blood. And so, if you're having one of those bad, horrible, no good, rotten, miserable, ugly days, just remember, he values you. And even if you think you don't have much to bring to the table, it doesn't matter. He values you. There's a Bible verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 31. Don't be afraid. Are you not worth more than many sparrows? And yet your Heavenly Father takes care of them. God takes care of the birds of the air, making sure they have food and flight and whatever. We're worth more than that. And it comes back again. What did God pay to get us back? He paid his very life. Not $50 for an old type of coffee grinder. Mm-mm. He paid a higher price than that, his very life, suffering and death on the cross. And so I'm always reminding myself of that. And maybe that's why I like antiques, because, you know, some of the antiques, when we buy them, they are kind of broken. And they still, there's one or two we have that are kind of broken, just kind of holding together barely, just for more for looks. And sometimes God knows when he buys us, we're broken. You may feel broken. There are days I feel broken. In fact, after grinding the coffee this morning, man, my back was hurting. And I realized, wow, I guess that's why people don't grind coffee by hand anymore. That's why we've got the Starbucks or McDonald's or Keurig at home or so many other ways, or it's ground for you, because it took a lot out of me, and yet I value this thing, and God values you very, very much. And my wife and I, when we have an antique, if we can use it, we love it. It just, matter of fact, we usually only purchase things that we can use. God purchases things, too, that he can use, you and me, because he equips us. He gives us not only that freedom, but then he gives us the Holy Spirit and gifts so that we might be useful in his kingdom. Maybe you don't know what that is yet, and we'll explore that as weeks go on. If you're not sure, write me. Let's talk. And we can even share phone numbers and go from there. Again, my address is really easy. I'll make it even super easy. info@not-alone. info@not-alone.net. info@not-alone.net. Or dave.andrus@not-alone. But that's a little harder to write. So any which way you want. Or just respond if you get this email. Respond to me. Let's pray. Thanks, Jesus, that you have paid the price that was needed to win our salvation and give us life. Thank you that we have value because of what you have done. Thanks that our value isn't determined on what we do, but rather on what you have done. Lord, use us. Help us so that we might be a blessing to others. And when we have those days where we feel broken, oh, again, remind us of how you love and value us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name, even as we know we don't need to be afraid, for we are more valuable than sparrows. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.